The NBA draft has come and gone. The Wizards got better, Danny, and it's time now to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Talk to the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Brian Keefe, who's got some new players to coach up after what was a productive couple of nights.
Coach, how are you?
Great. How you guys doing?
We're very, very well. Tell us about your first-round pick, Trey Johnson. That just it oozes bucket getting.
Yeah, really thrilled to add Trey to our group, to our organization. Guy, first of all, guy who loves basketball, who loves his craft, who is a gym rat, who works. And from all that work is the guy who's really obviously the shooting numbers and how he shoots the ball. But it's a little bit more than that, too. He's an underrated playmaker, seeing the game, but it's really his pursuit of his craft that was really drawn to us and how he really is intentional about how he wants to be and how he gets better. And that was the things that stood out to us about Trey. We're really excited to have him.
How much time did you spend around or working on evaluating him personally?
Personally, more after the season for me, we obviously have a great staff who's watching these kids for years. We have a grassroots program and, we're watching these kids come up through the system. And for me specifically, I'm obviously focused about our team. And once we get after, I start watching film and diving into that stuff. But like I said, we have a great staff who unearth everything we can about these kids that put us in the best position to draft the people that we think they're going to fit in our building. And we want high character guys who love the game. And all three guys we've added are all about that.
Coach, how was it? I'm trying to ask this the right way. You're in terms of minutes, right, for some of these kids, like just me as a fan, I'm all in, all on board with the way you guys are doing it, developing these young players, kind of turning the keys over to them as they kind of continue to earn things. What's your philosophy on minutes for young guys, knowing maybe they might not do the right thing for a while, knowing that they may not make the right decision, the right rotation, the right play here and there? How do you balance that with development and then also kind of saying, hey, maybe this one wasn't okay, so you got to learn a certain way? What's your philosophy there?
I think you learn by doing. Like, I think you probably saw from how we coached the team last year and how I coached. Like, our guys led the league for rookies in minutes. I mean, I think they played almost 7,000 minutes. It was like 6,900 minutes. Like, that was like 2,000 more than anybody else. We just, me and the organization have had experience with working with guys that when they get opportunities, there's going to be some learning curves, which is normal for any player. But as you can saw with some of our guys this year, Alex and Bub and Keyshawn and obviously Bilal from the year before, how much they improved by the end of the year. They were like almost different players. And I think it was a lot of it, the opportunity. But they deserved the opportunity. They weren't just given that. Like, those guys deserved the chance to play, and then they performed and got better as the season was long. So that's how we look at this, is that we want to give these guys opportunities to grow. But how do you do that? You need to play in the games. So we're excited about that with these guys.
Wizards head coach Brian Keefe is with us on Grant and Danny. The Jordan Poole trade right before the draft, how much of that move was to free up minutes to run the show and run the point for Bub Carrington?
I think, all those things, that's probably more of a Will and Michael question than for me. I loved Jordan and he, really grew tremendously here, but that's the nature of the NBA. Things are going to change and evolve. And, does that give more opportunities for other guys? And Jordan was a great producer for us last year, so someone's going to have to step in that role. Bob will be one of those guys, but it'll also be other guys we have on the roster, too. Like, you don't just do that with one person, but it does give some opportunities from guys to step up, and we're excited about that.
Coach, tell us about Will Riley.
Great feel for the game. Again, similar, all three, I'm going to say the same guy who really loves the game, wants to work, wants to be in the gym. These are like a big thing for us. It's really important. Size, versatility, sees the game really well. Good passer, good processor. Those things really stood out to us in the process of the evaluation.
Jameer Watkins, the pick last night from Florida State, 6'5", another wing. Is that someone that you think, just based on what you've studied, could help you guys this year, or is he more of a developmental piece, you think?
All those things will be determined, right, as we go. But we're excited about him and what he brings, physicality, a defense, his activity, something that really stood out in this process for us. So we were thrilled when that we were able to get him in the second round like that. It was something we really valued. We didn't have a pick originally, but then obviously with some of the movement we had, we got a pick in the second round, and we got someone we really liked. So that one was really exciting for us. He's something that brings great value to our organization in terms of who he is as a person and what he brings. We're excited about Jameer.
Coach, great insight as always. Enjoy the offseason and really appreciate the time with us.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to talking again soon.
Sounds good, Coach.
Pleasure.
Thanks.
Thank you. There's Brian Keefe, head coach of the Wizards. Big week for Wizards basketball led by the selection of Trey Johnson.